Yes, sir, this is the old cornball Nick Papp inviting you to 30 minutes of music and fun as WBIB presents the Sonny Luciani Show. You'll hear music by Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, a few gags by yours truly, and song stylings by radio's newest singing star, Sonny Luciani. So to get things off to a fine start, here's Sonny to sing I Got Lucky in the Rain. That was Sonny Luciani with his vocal styling of I Get Lucky in the Rain. And I would like to pause for a couple of minutes to give you time to set up your earwicks. I have a few jokes for you. Coming in on the bus tonight, I heard two guys making with the conversation. The first guy said, I'm worried about the mice in my house. Last week they ate up the roast beef, and yesterday they finished the cake. Why don't you get some rat biscuits, said the other. Don't be silly. They don't like what we like. Let them starve. On the same bus, I heard a conversation something like this. Lady, you'll have to pay half fare for that boy.
But, conductor, he's only 4 years old.
Well, he looks like a 6-year-old.
Sir, I have been married only 4 years.
Lady, I'm not asking for a confession. I'm asking for a half fare.
And now it's time for more music. Here's Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra to play Robin's Nest. ¶¶ That was Robin's Nest, styled instrumentally by Harry Bartosetti and his Candy Counter Commandos. Nice playing there. What was it? Illinois Tucci. Illinois Tucci. Nice tenor sax chord. And now a cold weather joke. He took his auntie riding, though icy was the breeze. He put her in the rumble seat to see his auntie freeze. Ah, yes, it's great to be back. I was out in Hollywood. Made a few shorts, now selling for 49 cents a pair. I made a picture out there. The rains came. I was one of the drips. Our first trumpet player, that's the only one we have. Our first trumpet player, Joanne Druzy, was in Hollywood, too. Remember the picture with Jack Benny? The horn blows at midnight. Joe oiled the valves of the horn that blew at midnight. Oh, well, oily to bed, oily to rise, makes a guy pretty slippery. Speaking of Hollywood, that was awful. Speaking of Hollywood, I understand that most of the movie actresses wear girdles. Just a natural desire to be squeezed. Early to bed and early to rise, and your girl goes out with other guys. At this point, we're ready to hear from the star of our show, Sonny Luciani. So just imagine yourself seated at a corner table at Maxie's Marinated Mashed Meatball Salon. The house lights dim, and Sonny Luciani steps forward to lend words to music as he sings again.
Never so near, mine to hold till the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when? This doesn't happen again. We'll have this moment forever, but never, never again.
Again, styled vocally by the star of our show, Sonny Luciani. Tonight, we'd like to salute a great comedian. No, fellas, not me. Not only does this man own most of the money in the world, but he also tells some of the best gags, and seeing we close shop at 9, why don't you tune into the Milton Berle Show just as soon as we leave the air? Not before. Oh, no, not that. I've used quite a few of his gags tonight. They're borrowed from Mr. Television's book, Out of My Trunk. That's the name of it. In this book, Milton gives some definitions that I got quite a charge out of. I picked out a few for tonight's show. For instance, here's a definition of critics. Critics, people who go places and boo things. Maybe I should have used my own material. Here's a definition of a duck, a chicken with snowshoes. Civilization. System under which a man pays a half a buck to park his car so he won't be fined $2 while he eats a 30-cent meal. Accordion. Is that right, Len? Accordion? Accordion. I usually say accordion. A musical instrument with one advantage. Teaches you how to fold up a road map. That was a real funny one. And last, the definition of a bank. A bank is an institution where you can borrow money if you can give sufficient proof to show that you don't need it. We'll have more gags for you a little later. Right now, it's time to hear from Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra. They play Glenn Miller's arrangement of Chattanooga Choo Choo. Thank you. That was Chattanooga Choo Choo, played by Harry Bartosetti, who should change his name to Barton so I could pronounce it, and his orchestra. You're listening to the Sonny Luciani Show, featuring the music of Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and starring radio's newest singing star, Sonny Luciani. Well, here's a story of a worm meeting another worm coming up from the ground, who said, "You're pretty. I'd like to marry you." Whereupon the other worm said, "Don't be a dope. I'm your other end." A sailor was taking his girl home in a taxi cab when the driver, having some trouble putting the car in gear, growled, "That is a terrible clutch." The young lady leaned forward and said, "So what business is it of yours?" And now to put the show up back on the road, here's Ronnie Simone, our 14-year-old piano virtuoso. Well, we have a gag. Your boss handed me a gag. Has the pianist got a note from his mama? That was a big yak by our boss, Sol Chang. And now here's our piano virtuoso, Ronnie Simone, to play 12th Street Rag. Okay, Ronnie. Ronnie Simone and his magic piano. He should try a little magic and exchange it for a glockenspiel. That was a big joke. Here's one about a tailor. The tailor was selling his best friend a suit. "I'm telling you, Harry," he said, "that even your best friend won't recognize you in that suit. Just take a walk outside for a minute and get the feel of it." Harry went out and returned a moment later. The tailor rushed up to him with a smile. "Good morning, stranger," he beamed. "What can I do for you?" "Would you like it?" All right, so we'll have Sonny singing now. Here's Sonny to sing "Far Away Places," one chorus, please. Calling me.
to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those faraway places that I'm reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am. And I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places that I'm reading about, calling, calling me.
Those faraway places, styled vocally by Sonny Luciani. Here's a special message. How do you like that? My tongue got caught in my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was reading. Here's a special message to you from our American commander in Germany, General Lucius Clay. It's a message that's important. Why did I pick this one? Well, anyway, seriously, folks, General Clay and our American troops are trying to help German children understand democracy. They have 290 centers where the children gather to play and talk and learn. But learning is a little slow. Slow because it's hard for a child to think about democracy when he's hungry. Will you help with a contribution for care packages? Send it today to German Youth Care, Washington, D.C. Now we continue our show, and here's Sonny to sing If I Steal a Kiss.
If I steal a kiss, dear, I'll surely return it someday. If I steal your dreams, dear, I'll bring them back somewhere.
Thank you, Sonny, for your fine rendition of If I Steal a Kiss. And now here's the orchestra to go bop on us. Yes, it's a real bop groove tune by Stan Kenton, Intermission Riff. Thank you. That was Intermission Riff, played by Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra. Harry asked me why I wear a toothbrush in my lapel. That's my class pin, Harry. I went to Colgate. That also accounts for my pasty complexion. Well, that's it, folks. For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to the Sonny Luciani Show, featuring the music of Harry Bartosetti and his orchestra, and starring radio's newest singing star, Sonny Luciani. Now, until next Wednesday at the same time, this is Nick Papp speaking for Harry and the boys, our engineer, Herman Rubin, star of our show, Sonny Luciani, wishing you a very happy new year. Good night.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you.
Sonny Luciani Show came to you from the studios of WBIB-FM in New Haven, Connecticut. Enjoy more success in cooking and baking by using an electric food mixer from the G&G Appliance Company. It whips, mixes, beats, simplifies, and speeds.